This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Just let it play out. If you have been listening to the news, you might have heard our president say that. And then you might have heard the pundits or commentators say what he ought to do. You might even have said it to yourself. Frustrating, isn't it? Why doesn't he just take things into his own hands and do what we think he should do? But we should pause and check this kind of thinking out according to Scripture. It is not a new way of thinking by any means. It seems to stem from the thought that we could do it better, that we know what is the right thing to do. And yet, let's look at some examples from Scripture to see how it all worked out. We can begin with Abraham. God gave Abram a vision in which a promise was made to him by the Lord. It concerned the heir that would inherit from Abram all the promises that God had made to him. Abram told God that he had no offspring to be his heir. It would have to be one born in his house. But God told Abram in Genesis 15, verse 4, "This man will not be your heir, but one who will come forth from your own body. He shall be your heir." But still Abram's wife Sarai did not get pregnant. She did not give Abram a son. So knowing the promise of God to Abram, she decided to take things into her own hands and gave her handmaiden to Abram as a surrogate mother. And in time, Ishmael was born. And it was not until 14 years later that Abraham's son Isaac was born. In the meantime, there was Ishmael, who would always be bitter enemies with Isaac. So if Abraham and Sarah had just waited and let it play out, the results would have been different. If they had just not tried to help God out, if they had just realized that God does not need our help, but that he does things in his own way, in his own time, there would have been no Ishmael and his descendants to plague the Israelites throughout their history. Another example can be found in Genesis 25. It is Rebekah this time. She is given twins, and she wants to know what it means. And in verse 23, the Lord answers her and says, "Two nations are in your womb, and two people will be separated from your body. And one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger." So she receives a promise from the Lord concerning her youngest child. And yet, when the time comes for that promise to begin to be fulfilled, she helps her youngest Jacob to deceive Isaac so as to get the blessing that should be given to the oldest brother. She decided to help God out. She could see no other way that was humanly possible for what had been promised to be fulfilled. And that is the key. She could not see any humanly possible way. But nothing is impossible for God. Again, his way and his time were ignored. Moving into the New Testament, we find the same kind of mindset in Matthew 16:22-23, which says, "Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, 'God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you.' But he turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's.'" Peter was thinking humanly. He loved Jesus and did not want him to suffer and die as Jesus said he was going to do. Peter seems to be indicating that he would do anything in his own power to prevent it, that it was not a good idea. But back of it all was the doubt and uncertainty and maybe fear of what would happen to him and the other disciples if such a thing should happen. Peter did not want things to play out as they needed to. He wanted to find a way to bring about a different solution. That was the reason Jesus rebuked him so severely. But think for a moment how this made Jesus feel. He certainly had the power to change course, but he knew he had to let it play out according to his Father's purpose and time. Remember, this was not the first time Peter had tried to get Jesus to change course. At the Transfiguration, Peter suggested that Jesus set up his kingdom right then, bypassing all the suffering and the death that he would have to undergo. And yet, if Jesus had taken Peter up on his suggestion, where would we be? That is the trouble with wanting to take things into our own hands and not letting it play out according to God's plan and his time. Sometimes we are called to do something to bring about what God purposes for us, but sometimes things are out of our hands, and we need just to let them play out, since we could do nothing about them. This is a hard lesson to learn, but it is one we need to recognize as one of the many lessons we can learn from Scripture if we just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.